All John Batsdorf ever wanted to do with his life was make a living working with his hands and helping people. He started building things with his parents in his childhood home in Delaware.
We built our own furniture there. We hooked up all the light fixtures. We did plumbing work. So I always grew up working with my hands and building things, and that was really the foundation for being able to make artificial limbs.
Batsdorf began making artificial limbs in the late 1970s, prompted by a desire to help soldiers who had returned from Vietnam as amputees. Today, he is clinical director at the Sierra Orthopedic Laboratory in Santa Rosa, California. He says his objective for all his patients is comfort, function, and appearance. To accomplish that, he uses the latest technology, such as microprocessor-controlled knees and ankles and plastic sockets, which are shaped to fit perfectly onto the remaining limb.
The alignment of the prosthesis so that he's balanced over the foot.
Today, Batsdorf is putting the final touches on a hip socket that will snugly fit John Buckley, suffering what Batsdorf calls the worst kind of amputation. Buckley's entire left leg and hip were removed 17 years ago to stop a fast-moving, flesh-eating disease. Because no prosthetic socket fit properly or was comfortable, he chose to use a wheelchair. Now he's decided to try again with a device from Batsdorf's lab. With the support of a walker, Buckley stands and takes one step.
I'm on the top of the world. This is very big for me. Just be able to stand there and walk like that. I mean, in 6-7 years, that's the first time I've stood up there in a walker and walked with nobody holding on to me.
For decades, John Batsdorf has volunteered his services in poor communities around the world. He formalized his work 5 years ago when he started Prosthetica. The mission of the nonprofit organization is to train local technicians to make and fit artificial limbs, to respond to natural disasters, and to offer online consultations and instructional videos for amputees, artificial limb makers, and trainers worldwide. Batsdorf says he wanted a slogan for Prosthetica that would inspire confidence but also help a patient be realistic. So the motto is, repairing the world one step at a time.
I tell them, if you can stand the first day and take a step, then that will be a tremendous accomplishment, and that's a goal that we can strive for. The next day, you can take 2 steps, the next day, 4, the next 8, and pretty soon you're walking.
The microprocessor-controlled limbs that Batsdorf builds in his workshop are made from durable, lightweight materials such as carbon composites and titanium. But in the developing world, that advanced technology is unaffordable and difficult to maintain. So Prosthetica's goal is sustainable, long-term projects that will eventually be run by local organizations. Batsdorf first evaluates what materials are available locally to make artificial limbs and contacts the technicians who've been delivering prosthetic care.
Even if they're very minimally trained, we try to identify those people, meet with them, and say, can we help you to bring up your skills and work together side by side and fit the local people with prostheses? So that's what we do. We don't want to do trainings or fit people using materials that we bring in, and then they have no ability to get those materials later. Or if we have to continue to provide them, then we're creating dependence, and we don't want to create dependence.
Prosthetica's latest project is in Haiti, where the 2010 earthquake left thousands of new amputees. Batsdorf designed, built, and brought 2 portable labs to the devastated country where artificial limbs are now being made. Although a local source for materials has not yet been located, Batsdorf looks at Prosthetica's overall progress with great satisfaction.
I get to participate in somebody else meeting their goals and their dreams. Their dream is to be able to walk again, and I get to help facilitate that and play a part in it.
John Batsdorf will soon begin his 3rd training session in Port-au-Prince, Once Haiti's prosthetic services are up and running under local control, he plans to return to Bolivia, Mexico, Russia, Turkey, Lithuania, Armenia, Cuba, and the other countries where Prosthetica has been laying the groundwork for local prosthetic care. For VOA News, this is Jan Sluzer in San Francisco.